You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's 8:03 a.m. here on this Falcons Friday. Appreciate you hanging out with us here on the morning shift. I'm Mike. He's Bo. He's Garrett. And she is, the queen. What do we call her? The queen of improv. That's Allie.
That's right.
Hanging out here.
The improv queen.
The improv
queen. Let's go.
What was it called? The improv troop?
Improv troop.
Man, that's so good. So good. And this song also playing reminds me that this is the Bama Runout song.
Used to be y'all's song. Was this the Bama Runout song when you played?
Yeah.
And then you came here and it was our Runout song, yeah. Falcons.
Yeah, it was there when we played that what we run out to. So yeah, but I don't have good vibes around that right now. So, and I say that because we're doing the wake up call in just a minute. 404-726-0929. What are your vibes around the Falcons? And let me go this direction too. If you're calling in, give me a stat. I want to know what your stat you're looking for, what you expect. Is Michael Penix throwing for 300? Jesse Bates get one interception? You know what I mean? Does James Pierce get two sacks? Mm-hmm. I want to hear a stat and a vibe check from this weekend. So I know the phone lines are already getting pretty full. We also asked for some of those Friday night shout-outs. If you got something going on as far as Friday night football, Allie was just talking about her nephew is special teams player of the week.
Oh, what high school was it? Woo!
What high school?
West Jackson High School.
I'll give a shout out too to the Lassiter Trojans, man. Used to coach there. Lassiter is 3-0 for the first time in forever playing against Creek View.
Side is what you said.
Is that what I said? Creek View, Creekside. One of the two.
See, here's the problem. You kept asking about Creekside, and you go, well, maybe it's Creek View. And yeah, so I don't know. So we don't even know. Is it Creek View?
I don't know. It's one of the two. I mean, do you want me to go to Max Preps and look it up for you?
Well,
you know what? I'm going to go there.
Okay, go ahead.
So because you're confusing everyone.
Okay, my bad. I didn't mean to throw you for a loop right there. Anyways, 404-726-0929 if you want to hop on. I would say this. I want Bijan to get 100. I want him to get 100. We talked about last year, Bijan having, I think it was 12 carries for 61. I'm just going off the top of my head. 12 carries for 61, 13 for 63, I believe, were his numbers last year. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, you know, Kirk Cousins throws for 509 in the overtime victory on Thursday night, and that was beautiful. But it's a different team. I think adding Michael Penix's ability to kind of bootleg, move the pocket, things like that will help him. But I think that'll also benefit Bijan Robinson. I know we're missing Caleb McGarry, but if we can get just one, like, 40-yard explosive for Bijan, I think that's what I'll be looking for. So, like I said, call in. We'll do the wake-up call in just 1 minute, 404-726-0929. Falcons Friday vibe check. What are you feeling towards the season? I don't want any negativity, but I'm sure we might get just a little bit because I'm already looking at the call screener, and here it comes. But what do you got?
It's Creek View.
Creek View.
Lassiter plays Creek View tonight, for those interested, at Creek View, 7:30.
Yeah. Which, that's the team I said to start. And then I said, I don't know. Yeah, it's one of those two.
No, you originally told us Creekside, and then you were like, where's Creekside at?
Yeah. Anyways, that's neither here nor there. So do you go to your nephew's games before you get to the phone line?
I try to, but it's a long way away. I'm in Marietta. Yeah. That's up past Chateau Alon.
I was like, was it an hour?
Over an hour.
And how do you say the name of that town?
Houston.
I'm glad you guys know these things, because I definitely don't. All right, G, let's hit the wake-up call on this Falcons Friday. 404-726-0929. I want the vibe checks because we're feeling good headed into this NFL season. And look, there's a bunch of other topics out there. If you feel a certain way about Jalen Carter after last night, then let us know that way as well. Allie, it looks like a member of your army might be on line three. Do you want to welcome in your only member?
Listen, we got, was it Lieutenant Dan on Twitter as well? We've
Uber,
got Lieutenant Dan.
Uber Steve.
Uber Steve. Let's go to Uber Steve. How you doing today, Uber Steve?
Good morning. Good morning, fellas.
What's
Uber
up,
Steve is back. Representing Allie's army, as you already know. How y'all feeling today? Hey, I'm going to give you the stat that I got from the Falcons game. I know y'all think I got negativity about the birds, whatever. But I see Bijan going for 2 touchdowns. That's going to be a good deal, right? I got the Falcons losing a close game and finishing up with 8 wins.
All right. Yeah, get this guy out the line.
Oh, I love how you tried to act like you were changing the narrative there and then just went right in line with the negativity that you always come with.
Yeah, let's get the vibes up a little bit higher. Let's go with our buddy Anthony in Covington. Anthony in Covington. What's going on, man? Wait.
Good morning. Good morning, fearless leader. How we doing?
Good, sir. You?
Doing well. Hey, get her name right. Put some respect on it. It is the queen of the morning shift, Mrs. Ellie Mack. How are we doing this morning?
There we go. I like that title. Man. Thank you so much, Anthony. Too.
And go Mike Honcho himself. How are we doing, sir?
No butt cheeks involved.
Okay, All right, let me go ahead and tell y'all. The vibes are ha. All right, so this is what we're going to do. All right, I love the stat. Bijan's going to have 100 yards on the ground.
Yes.
That means we are controlling the game. I love it. I got Bijan with at least 150 yards from scrimmage, 100 yards on the ground. Defense is going to bow their back. The final score of this game is going to be 31-24. Falcons going to come out with a W. We're going to have a great season, ladies and gentlemen. You have a fantastic Falcons Friday. Let's go, Falcons!
Woo! Rise up. And you know what, Anthony, when all those things come true, I'd love for you to call back in on Monday and just roll around in it. Just feel good about it.
That was a great call.
Yeah, that was a great phone call. Garrett, I know we got full phone lines. Let's go out to our buddy Chris over in College Park. Chris, what's going on, man? Welcome back to the show.
What's cracking? Happy NFL season.
Yes, sir. Merry Christmas.
Let's get it. That's right. Good morning, fearless leader.
Sir.
The All-American.
Yes, sir. Living the dream.
And Allie Mack.
Yes.
Man, the vibes are super high, man, and I'm going defense. I'm so geeked about the defense this year. Happily optimistic that the 4 rookies are going to get baptized by fire, but they're going to show up. Xavier Watts with an interception, Billy Bowman with the forced fumble, Pierce with a sack, and the miracle baby, Jalen Walker, making tackles all over the field. Go Falcons. Hashtag Squid Nation. Hashtag Squid Squad.
Let's go.
See, we're
vibes are high. Appreciate the phone call.
Squid Nation, we are happy, optimistic. Unlike Allie's army, where
we're just miserable.
He did catch me off guard, giving Bijan too. He said lose a close game. So I respect that in the end. He's trying to be realistic, I guess.
No, he's not.
But I realistically think the Falcons are going to win on Sunday. So we'll see what else happens. Hey, Garrett, let's go over to our buddy Dan over in Decatur. Dan. My man, what's going on?
Straight a bit for land, baby. Me.
Let's go.
Hey, man, I think Michael Penn's going to go ahead and go for 230.
Woo!
I'm going to give Bijan that 100, no less than about 85.
Let's go.
Go ahead and give Drake about 7 receptions. I think Drake might go ahead and hit 100. That blanket they're going to try to put on him is not going to work.
Yeah.
That's dead. I want to send a shout-out to my Southwest DeKalb Panthers. I'm not sure who they play tonight, but they need to get it together. Also, I want to send a shout-out to my boys. We play this Saturday, week 1, against the Smyrna Seahawks. Said they're going to beat us 40-0, but only won 1 game last year. Make it make sense. So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of BTA going on this weekend. Coach takes that personally. So,
all
yeah,
right.
I plan to straight power football, man. 12 o'clock, Southeast Athletic Complex. Mafia!
Appreciate the phone call, Dan. Thank you so much, man. And a lot of BTA going on, he said. We'll see what happens there. Hey, let's try to get a couple more in. Garrett, let's go to Danny from the South Side. Danny, what's going on? Welcome to the show, man. Happy Falcons Friday.
Hey, man, what's going on, Mike Mafia?
Whoa, let's go.
Hey, man, the vibes is hot. The vibes is hot. I'm going to say this. Michael Penix, 275.
Let's go.
Jesse Bates, interception.
Let's go.
Bijan Robinson, 125 overall, 85 on the ground, 25-30 in the air.
Let's go.
We're going to win. Oh, we're going to win. Not only are we going to win, we're going to meet Washington in the NFC Championship game this year. Watch what I tell you. 10-7, 11-6. Watch where we go. Falcons, rise up.
Appreciate the phone call, Danny, from the South Side. That's the vibes I'm looking for.
I like that.
That is there's a couple big numbers out there, Bo.
Yeah.
That's 275, 125, 130. What do you say? Yeah, that's some big numbers. I'm here for it. Yeah. Michael Penix's passing yards and Bijan Robinson's rushing yards are all-purpose yards combined to give you 500. I'm here for it. Or 400.
I'll double check myself. I don't think Penix has a 300-yard game yet in his career, does he?
I think so.
Because he only threw for last year. That's weird. That doesn't even show. Oh, 775, so he has to have.
Yeah.
In three games.
He did against Carolina, 312 yards there.
There you go. There you go. That was the worst defense in NFL history. So we'll see what happens. All right, let's go ahead and get one more phone call in before we hit the break. Let's go to Josh from Lawrenceville. Josh, what's going on, man?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I'm on the way to daycare, so don't mind the kids in the background if you hear them.
I've been there.
Hey, I got Bijan 12 for 88. Tyler Allgeier 8 for 50. Run game, pound the ground. Hey, don't be surprised if we get a big touchdown late from Kyle Pitts. I know how it is with the vibes of him, but don't be surprised if we get a big touchdown from Kyle Pitts. 28-24, Falcons rise up.
Let's go.
Hey, big shout out to my cousin. He's RB1 at Loganville High School. They got a big game tonight against Oconee. Nice. And also shout out to my Central Net Black Knights. We got a bye week this week, but next we got Chapel Hill. So shout out to Black Knights.
Let's go, man. Phenomenal phone call from Josh right there. Phenomenal.
Something.
That's what we're looking for.
If Bijan goes for 12 for 88, he's averaging well over 5 yards a carry.
Yeah.
And I would take 130 yards from our two backs on the ground. That's I love it.
That's the blueprint. And he also said 8 for 50 for Allgeier, would be averaging. That would be averaging over five as well.
Yeah, it would. Yeah.
So
right.
I would
math, take, Mike.
Allgeier's one of those guys that I don't think we've talked enough about this week. And this sometimes turns into that bloody bare knuckle kind of game against Tampa Bay's defense. So there is always a role for him in these kind of games.
So you're saying a bowling ball of razor blades could come in handy?
Yeah, I mean, look, go all the way back to the famous headache game for Bijan down in Tampa. He kind of had to carry some things
on
that day. So
I think and I'm normally right when I say these things. His first 100-yard game came against Tampa Bay, Tyler Allgeier.
Yeah.
So
there you go. I'm looking forward to it, man.
Rookie
year.
I think he ran for like 125 in Tampa.
And speaking of high school football tonight, I know, Garrett, you're going to be covering a game tonight. Where are you going to be?
I'll be at Langston Hughes. They got Douglas County down there. It's a matchup between two top 100 teams nationally. And then Day-Days, he'll be out at Whitfield. And the high school scoreboard show, of course, kicking off at 6 o'clock with Coach Parker and Sam Crenshaw.
There you go, man.
Should be a lot
of fun.
That's
good stuff right there.
Make sure to check that out. I'm not too proud to say that I did have to double check to make sure I knew what BTA means.
Those fingers got to Googling real quick.
It's what I assumed. All right, coming up, we've got former Falcons QB, now color analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, Dave Archer, is joining us next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio, 92.9 A Game. Welcome back into the morning shift. Mike, Ali, Bo, and G-Unit sitting in for Dylan. Dylan was in Philly last night. We'll get to that in just a second. It's our brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. And right now, we're going to go out to the phone lines to welcome in radio analyst for the Atlanta Falcons, Mr. Dave Archer. Dave, I want to get to a lot of the Falcons-Bucks topics, but I know you got a chance to watch some of that Philly and Dallas game last night. How about Jalen Hurts only having four incompletions? He's really, really good, man. What'd you think of that game last night?
Yeah, it was fun to get it kicked off, Mike, to watch him play. And obviously there's a lot of conversation about what Dallas was not going to be going into the game, the Micah Parsons conversation, all that kind of stuff at nauseam. What gets kind of lost in the shuffle is how good Jalen Hurts has been the last couple of seasons. And everybody keeps talking about, is he elite quarterback? Can he do this? Can he do that? Dude wins games played two great Super Bowls, you know, was MVP a year ago. And in the one they lost, he had the one fumble where Bullock stripped the ball out and scored, but had a really good game in that game as well. So I wonder, maybe at some point people will start talking about the guy being a pretty good player, because without him, Philly doesn't win that game last night. He was the difference maker in the game, because the whole defensive fiasco that went on with Jalen Carter. And then, of course, they did get Barkley running a little bit, but it was more about Jalen Hurts and what he could do throwing the ball. But how about his running in the red zone, too? He broke them down running the football.
Hey, Arch, I do want to move on to the Falcons Bucks. I did a fair or foul question with Mike and Bo earlier. I want to throw it to you. Fair or foul, whoever wins Falcons versus Bucks wins the NFC South. What do you think?
I would say foul at this point. Sorry, Allie.
All good.
I think that if you go back to 2016, we went to the Super Bowl and we lost in the opening day game to Tampa Bay. So I think that it sets the table for you to, you know, obviously feel good about yourself. And certainly this is a young team in Atlanta that could use a little punch in the arm, you know, a little shot in the arm to get them going. But no, I don't think that this way too long a season. Mike will tell you, man, the team that ends up the year is not the same team that it starts the year a lot of times. So, but it would be a nice shot in the arm. Certainly would love to take a win here.
Mm-hmm. Arch, you and I were talking about this the other day offline, and we were talking about Baker Mayfield and how good he's been the last couple. Speaking of playing really good the last couple of years, he has as well, especially against us. You know, in last year, he really tore us up along. He threw like six touchdowns last year against us. What do we got to do defensively to slow him down? I'm not saying stop him, but at least slow him down where, you know, you give you a chance to win the game.
Well, Baker's willing to distribute the ball to everybody. Everybody wants to talk about Mike Evans, and, you know, and obviously Chris Godwin won't play, but certainly Ibuka's going to be on the field to fill some of that role. It looks like Cade Otton's going to be able to play. He really liked Cade Otton last year. I think that what you've got to do is you've got to make sure that you don't give him second chances. And that means his second piece of the play. I don't think he gets enough credit for staying alive in the pocket, buying time, finding guys, ancillary throws. And so you got to tackle well. That'll be one of my keys in the game. I think that when we come out of preseason, because we haven't had a lot of these guys out on the field, A.J. Terrell and Jesse Bates and Mike Hughes and Cade Nelson and Divine Diablo, guys are going to have to tackle in space a lot. They're going to have to tackle well, because he had 56 completions last year against us in the two games. 30 of those went to the tight end or the running backs. And that means you're going to have to tackle guys out in the perimeter, guys on those shallow crossing routes. If you tackle well, then you take his opportunities away from him. But the guy's going to make some plays. Just don't let him buy time and get that secondary piece of a play. And when he does lay it off to somebody, you got to tackle people.
Atlanta Falcons color analyst Dave Archer joining us here on the morning shift. Dave, you said something a minute ago. I think you're spot on. You said, you know, at the end of the year, you're not the same team as you are at the beginning. And that kind of veers me towards these rookies that'll be playing. You know, four rookies expected to be playing on the defensive side of the ball. You have the two starters back in the secondary when you include Billy Bowman, and obviously sounds like Jalen Walker is ready to go. What are our expectations for these guys in week one? I think that we all have heard the name James Pierce a bunch over the last month plus, and you hear about Xavier Watts and Billy Bowman and obviously Jalen Walker. What can we realistically look for out of these guys? And do you think it's one of those things where when we get done, we're going to be going, oh, my gosh, they are so good?
Yeah, I think, Mike, I think it's different for maybe the front-level guys than it is the secondary players. For me, the two guys up front, I'm looking for energy and that extra step of quickness to get to the football. I just talked about you can't let Baker Mayfield have a second piece of a play. James Pierce Jr. and Jalen Walker, that's who they are. Their ability to hunt you down and walk you down and get you down on the ground when they have an opportunity to play, when they get their opportunity, when their rotation up front, that's what I'm looking for them. I'm looking for energy and that extra step, that those young guy legs that are walking people down and making plays that energizes the stadium as well as their teammates. From the two guys in the back end, I'm looking for some cerebral play from those guys. I think those are two guys that played a ton of football in college, two guys that we talked about that are ball hawks. But I do think that both those guys understand the game maybe at a different level than most rookies do. I think that Jeff Ulbrich is going to put them in a position to really understand and really absorb what they want to do from a coverage standpoint. You're not going to confuse Baker Mayfield, but if you could be on coverage and make him make tight throws. He made a couple mistakes in Tampa last year that led to them losing that football game. Even though he threw for 380 yards or whatever in the game, he threw two interceptions in that game. These are two guys that can do that. So for me, it's energy of the two guys up front, and then it's the cerebral do the right things in the back end for the young guys in the back end.
So Mike was asking you about expectations for some of the newer guys. I'm curious who you're just excited to see play that we really haven't gotten to see yet in the preseason.
Yeah, I think there's probably I'm looking forward to Leonard Floyd teeing off on the edge. I was watching practice, guys, and, man, does he look quick coming off the ball. He's wet. He's rested. I think they did a really good job of managing him in training camp. I'm really looking forward. He's got five consecutive seasons of 8.5-plus sacks coming into the year. So the ability for him to do his damage in that rotational piece. And then I'm excited to get Divine Diablo on the field. I think that Divine is an extension of what Caden Ellis can be. He's a sideline-to-sideline guy. I got a chance to talk to him at practice on Wednesday. He is geeked up to play, man. He's been standing on the sidelines, and I don't know that he's been treated with kid gloves in his early part of his career the way he has been this year. You know, he's normally playing. He was out there in Vegas, and he was taking reps, and he was a guy that was in with the twos, in with the ones some. He's been treated like, the crown jewels here where you can't get him roughed up. He's ready to go, man. He's chomping at the bit to get on the field to play.
Arch, with the offense and Zach Robinson and Michael Penix, what does Zach got to do to kind of get this offense in a flow early, whether it's with Penix or the run game or maybe both?
Well, that's really the $64,000 question, Bo, when you start talking about he's going to have a good game. I really think that, obviously you want your coordinator to be on top of his game, want to be able to game plan during the week. You want to be able to dissect that defense and be able to have adjustments that you can go to, because inevitably Tampa's going to have some stuff. You know, Todd Bowles is one of the better defensive guys in the league. It has been for a while. When he knows he's got a young quarterback to potentially feed on, there's going to be some stuff that Zach's going to have to be able to adjust to and make Michael comfortable. And I think that's the number one thing. Number one thing that's going to help a quarterback, we talk about all the time, is the ability to run the football. And so if you'll come off the ball and run, they've got a challenging group. Now, they've got some guys on the outside. To me, Hassan Reddick, who's going to play one of the edge players, he's more of a pass rush guy, maybe an inside linebacker that's playing the edge. I think you have to run at him. I think you need to destroy him physically. You need to get after him with the physical run game. But they've got a good run front. I mean, shoot, they were number four in the league last year against the run. And so Penix is going to have to make some plays. Guys are going to have to catch the football. I mean, we point towards the offensive coordinator all the time.
But if you get a chance to catch the ball, you got to catch it. I mean, CeeDee Lamb last night dropped three passes in the game that might win the game for Dallas. And he's playing with a veteran quarterback. So the Drake Londons and Ray McClouds, if the ball is in your area, you have got to catch the football. You can't drop these easy gifts that put you in second and third mediums when all of a sudden now it forces you to third and long, and now Todd Bowles can tee off. So it's not just going to be Zach Robinson, albeit I think he has to have a really good game and some ancillary answers to what Tampa's going to do. You got to catch the football. You got to do your job. Help your young quarterback out.
Well, in the same light, you know, we've talked – it's been – I know that you're probably exhausted talking about it as I am, the whole thing with the right tackle. Caleb's out. You got Elijah Wilkinson in. But the thing that, you know, the more Mike and I talked about Elijah Wilkinson and looked up, this guy's making his 19th start at right tackle in the NFL. So it's not like he's in an uncommon ground of something he's never done. But to that point, does it change? Does their game plan change? This is a team that likes to run at the right to the right side because they've had Lindstrom and McGarry. Do you think they still do that? Do they switch that up a little bit? Or if Vita Vea doesn't play, I think he will, but he didn't miss practice the last two days. Does that change your plan to maybe want to run inside more? You talked about that front, but.
Well, you got to get after him regardless of who's playing, Bo, physically. You got to come off the ball. That's one thing, and Mike will tell you, offensive linemen, you know, when you keep calling pass plays, you know, I think that we threw 58 passes in this game in week five. There's nothing an offensive lineman wants to hear less than, hey, we're going to pass protect here in this play. So I mean, they want to be able to come off the ball and shorten people's necks on that side of the line of scrimmage. And so, and frankly, that's what helps them in pass with the pass rush situation. You have to reduce people physically on the other side of the football. And coming off the ball with our two guys to run the football is what one of the things we do well. Elijah's going to get an opportunity to do that at right tackle. Now, the one thing I think that people are missing, Elijah Wilkinson's a pretty good pass protector. He's a better pass protector probably than Caleb McGarry is. And we came into the season worried about Caleb McGarry being able to pass protect for Penix this year. We were worried about it last year. Okay, well, Elijah Wilkinson is probably a better pass protector. Now, does he have the girth and the size to dominate and road grade in the run game? We'll find out. He's going to get an opportunity to do it. But I do think you'll mix up the run game. You'll run in behind Jake some and Matthew Bergeron. He's an outstanding come-off-the-ball guy. But, man, you've got to give those offensive linemen a chance to eat. You got to let them come off the ball and hit people in the mouth.
Well, girth and size is always a plus.
Yeah, I was going to hit him with the paws on the way out. But anyways, Arch, we're going to get this thing back on the rails. look forward to catching up with you on Sunday, man. Have a good call, and we'll catch up with you just really, really soon, man. We're getting kicked off.
Good, brother. Good to be on with you guys. Take care.
Awesome, man. Good stuff.
Thanks so much to Dave Archer for joining us this morning. I do want to remind you that each Wednesday night you can join Damian Day-Day Lewis for Prep Sports Nation, a comprehensive look at the teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. It's brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. That's Prep Sports Nation Wednesday nights on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, we've got a Life of Squid.
If you attend a game in Seattle for the Seahawks this year, I'm going to give you something to be on the lookout for. And could this be coming to a stadium near you? I don't know. Next, Morning Shift Sports Radio 99 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
That's right.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Garrett Chapman filling in for Dylan as he was at the Eagles game last night. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. How hard of a time are we going to give Dylan when he gets back?
Hard.
You guys are going to see him before I am.
Sunday.
No, I won't see him. I'll talk see him to him.
You'll talk to him, though. Yeah.
He'll be in here with me and Grant on Sunday. And we'll get to talk to him, and I'll, you know. Great. Dylan's just such a nice dude.
I know.
That it's, like, hard to give him too hard of a time because he just wears it.
I know.
You know what I mean? He's like, yes, God, Eagles fan. No, man, I'm really, you know, it's I'm like, dude, you don't have to wear it. You can argue.
It's just a joke now, but, like, I understand. Like, I understand he loves his girlfriend. He's happy. He goes to games with her because that's what – that makes her happy. I get it. But it doesn't mean I'm not going to give you hell about it.
Is there anything with y'all's significant other that you completely split ways on like that, like they do with fandom? Because my wife and I both went to Alabama. Mm-hmm.
Taylor Swift.
But you're like, you don't dislike Taylor Swift.
I don't know. I just don't want to hear any of your music. I just don't like her music.
Okay.
Well, I don't hate her. Like, I can tolerate it, right? Yeah. So I don't know.
Mine is definitely TV shows.
Really?
Oh, dude, we have to really work hard to find something we both want to watch. Really, work hard.
That's probably a good one, like the housewife stuff.
Yes, dude. Oh, my God.
And you know what's funny is I've watched Teen Mom with Amy. We've watched, I even watched a little bit of the Kardashians with her early in our existence. I can't do the housewife.
Dude.
Because
no? So
it's
bad.
Look, I'm sure that I know that my voice annoys people. I get it. My voice annoys me when I hear it back. But the reality is these shrill just screaming and then the bleeps mixed in and it's just like it just – and the New Jersey housewife show, that's the worst of them all.
You know what my thing is with Allie? In real life, when you – like in real life, you just don't hang out with those people.
No, you don't. I mean? No, you don't.
But they have – under a TV contract, they have to put them all together.
Well, and I've been watching these shows since I was – younger. And sure. So like when watching those, I thought that was reality. And so like now in adulthood, I'm like, oh, people don't behave this. They don't act this way.
It's eventually going to turn into real life Golden Girls. Right. You're just going to keep going for like 20 or 30 more years.
I can get Grant on the 90 Day Fiance boat for a moment. Like he won't sit down and be like, yes, let's watch it. But he'll be okay if I put it on. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. That's kind of how it was the other day when I told you that Lindsay's she won't watch reality around me, but the other day she turned on the Amazon show, the Summer I Turned Pretty. Is that what it's called?
Oh, okay, yeah.
She turned it on because I won't let her watch reality, but she's like, it's in like season 3. And I was like, hey, did you finally leave that guy? She's like, I knew it. I knew you were listening. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll just check. They didn't belong together. That was good. Glad she did that.
Can we talk about the concept of that show real quick? I mean, it's a girl who goes to, like, she's all of a sudden becomes pretty, and then she's, like, deciding between two brothers and everything, and it's like she has relationships with both of them, and I'm like, that's so weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, my fiance is like, she's obsessed with it. She loves it. She's rewatched it all, like, in between seasons and everything.
It's very weird.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's really weird.
Amy was watching that Marry a Farmer or whatever.
Oh, what is it called? Farmer wants a wife?
Yeah, some of that. I think it might
have
been.
Is this real?
Yeah, I've actually interviewed one of the contestants from that show. She was super nice.
And I really do think that it was like an old season or whatever. But nonetheless, I was up there fixing food and I was like, what the hell are you watching?
They send all these city girls out to like see if they could marry a farmer.
Sounds like a spoof. Sounds like a Saturday Night Live skit.
I wonder if any of those relationships will work out. Real quick before we get to Life of Squid, this is the last time we get to talk as the morning shift before the Falcons game goes down on Sunday. Any final thoughts or forever hold your peace?
Well, Mike and I were just doing I was doing my underdog fantasy picks, right? And the higher and lower. And if you don't know, you can, you know, go to Underdog and you can use my promo code Bo. It's BEAU. But we were doing over the Kyle Pitts. They had the Kyle Pitts. The even money on Kyle Pitts receiving yards is 38.5.
Yeah.
And we were just kind of looking at what could Kyle Pitts realistically do? Like, what is a realistic expectation for him in receiving yards? Because, you know, we were thinking about, you know, going higher than 30.5, I think would be a good play, but just how high?
Yeah, and you know, we have the note on here that he caught 13 passes for 179 and two touchdowns in last year's wins. So nearly a third of his yards and half the total touchdowns for the season came against the Buccaneers. It just feels like week one, Kyle Pitts is fresh. You know, you can hit him with some matchup situations. Maybe that's a good look at it. I'll be curious, and this kind of goes along with that conversation, and I've said this a couple times this week. I want to see intermediate passing game. You know, I'm going to get off the high horse of saying I'd love to see a pulling guard. It's just it's not going to happen. All right, so I'm going to stop saying that so much. But I'd like to see intermediate passing game. We know Michael Penix can hit the deep balls down the field off play action. We know he's extremely accurate, one of the most accurate quarterbacks in the league throwing deep. Can he hit the crossing routes? Can he hit the bench routes? Things like that. That's what I want to see. That'll be one of my biggest indicators.
That really pains me now. Is every time I see a guard pull, I think about you. And it just drives me nuts. I'm like, dude, I watch too much football.
You're welcome.
But, no, it's because you're welcome. I was like, somewhere Mike can't stand up.
And we got to be the only team in the freaking NFL. We got to be the only team in the NFL that doesn't pull guards. I'll just say that.
Ali just gets so excited when they pull, when a guard pulls.
So some good stuff. A little bit of Wham, a little bit of Trap. Let's go.
I've been using Baron Burton's breakfast sauce too all week because I've been, I had all that meat left over and for I've been eating tacos because we did it for tacos. Oh. And the Verde is so good with tacos. All right. I did a tease. What? Why are you laughing?
Nothing, man. Go ahead.
I did the tease earlier. Oh, by the way.
Dang.
Did y'all see Little John got third place in a bodybuilding competition?
Good for him.
I mean.
How does is he 50?
He's 50 54.
Good for him, man.
Good for him.
Yeah, it's never too late to achieve your goals.
What? You know what
I mean? I love that. I love that story, man.
Okay.
All right. Be whoever you want to be in this life.
I thought it was pretty cool. And I'm a big Little John fan. I don't know if y'all knew that. I really am. Seriously, I love Little John Esau boys. I'm serious. Like, I know y'all are looking at me
nobody's questioning you.
You're looking at me like I have three heads right now. Well, you didn't say anything back either.
I'm still wondering about you eating those tacos all week.
I put green sauce on the breakfast sauce, too. A little cheese, a little sour cream. So good.
Keep going.
All right. The Seahawks will have undercover law enforcement officers wearing opposing team jerseys at Lumen Field this season in an effort to quickly detect and address illegal and unruly fan behavior. Don't know why I'm putting emphasis on certain words, but it was like the thing to do. So that's the whole thing. They're basically having a sting operation, and it's kind of crazy. They're looking for over-intoxication and other signs of alcohol or substance abuse or impairment.
They're looking for the vapors.
Offensive language or obscene gestures, to include the use of such language or gestures concerning a person's race, ethnicity, color, gender, religion, creed, disability, age, sexual orientation, gender identity.
We get the point.
Interference with the progress
looking
of games.
Looking for people that
like
are being mean to one another.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Does that mean if I take offense, if you say like GD or something, I take offense to that, I can have you?
I don't know.
I can have you reported?
I think you know what they're looking for.
If you fail to follow instructions of
what's the damn question?
Stadium personnel. Shut up, big voice. This is not that segment, and I'm not on that show, and I can talk as long as I want now. And Mike Bell's not going to stop me. All right.
Land the plane.
So basically, do you think that they should be doing this?
I in a past life I would have hated this. This is what I came to
you. But
using.
Now you
in
have
past
kids.
Past life I would have hated it, but now I have kids.
Yeah.
And now I have kids, and I want to think that my kids can safely go to a football game without hearing the F word come out every 3 minutes and have two people get in a fight two rows down. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
My son, who was 5, would be scarred for life if he were to see something like that. And I've seen videos of that kind of thing. So, yeah, I'm actually on board with this now. 10 years ago, I'd be like, this is ridiculous. Now, you know what, man? Just don't be doing the wrong thing in the crowd. You'll be fine.
I get it. I just think they'll stand out a little bit more than what they're thinking.
You think they'll stand out like a sore thumb?
Like an air marshal on a plane, yes.
Well, I don't know. In Seattle, maybe not. Like you, like as soon as it starts getting cold, you're wearing like 8 layers and a jersey,
yeah,
and some you know a beanie.
But you can tell when someone's not watching the game for enjoyment; they're just standing there, arms crossed, like looking around.
But that's right. That's the whole bit. They've got to be undercover,
right?
Okay,
right.
They've got to do this like it's 21 Jump Street. Wear the gear, have fun, have maybe a beer around, and kind of don't drink it. Obviously, I guess maybe I don't know, but like they got to do it kind of in line with all that. They just can't go there and look like a
I doubt they can drink it because I don't think you'd ever get that trial through court.
No.
They were like, I saw him drinking beer right before. Like,
I was undercover.
He was drinking too.
It was water. I swear. It was the deer park.
All right. That's going to do it for
us. I'm not on trial here. You are.
For Mike, Bo, Garrett, Dylan, who's in Philly, and myself, Allie Mack, thanks for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
Falcons rise up.
Stay cool, Atlanta.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.